Please join us in invoking the Holy Spirit with our song, Come and Pray in Us, Holy Spirit.
Come and pray in us, Holy Spirit. Come and pray in us. Come and pray in us, Holy Spirit. Spirit, come. Spirit, come. Come and pray in us, Holy Spirit. Spirit, come, come and pray in us, Holy Spirit, come and pray in us, come and pray in us, Holy Spirit, Spirit, come, Spirit, come, come and pray in us,
Lord of the universe, living and eternal God, Master and Creator, Mother and Father of this and every moment, pour out your Spirit on our service today and teach us to open our minds and open our hearts. Touch us all deeply with your love and send us home changed. We pray this in your most holy name, most holy threefold name, transcendent Father, omnipresent Word, and immanent Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Welcome to the Church of Conscious Harmony on this Epiphany Sunday. There's a lot going on. So you definitely will want to take your inserts home and read and reread them. Quiz each other. If you happen to misplace them, though, you might check the website. Peter is starting two new classes this month, so be sure to check that out. And there's more details, of course, in the bulletin. Our new community reading begins next Sunday, and it will be Merton's The Inner Experience. You can pick up a copy in the bookstore. Please see the back of your insert for more information about our community readings for this year. We're going to have a one-day centering prayer retreat, an oasis that we're all invited to. And this will be Saturday, January the 13th from 8:30 to 4:30. No need to pre-register for that, but it is a potluck, so we ask you to bring a nutritious dish to share. And there is a love offering suggested at $15, but never let that stop you from coming. There's always scholarships. Lessons in Truth and Simple Explanation of Work Ideas will begin later this month. Check your bulletin for the details. And for that, those are requirements for membership. Registration is required for those courses. Of course, anybody can take them, even if they're not planning on being a member. In that case, you don't have to register. We're now taking reservations for our next 10-day Lenten retreat, which will be held February 23rd through March 4th. It's going to be early this year, at Cedar Break in Belton. And of course, you do need to register for that. Please check the office for more details. Some of you have asked for the interpretation of the Lord's Prayer that's been being revealed, and there are prayer cards in the back of the church in the Northex. So please feel free to take one of those. There's going to be a memorial service for Susan here this Thursday at 1 o'clock. There will be a reception following that. If this is your first time here at the Church of Conscious Harmony, we welcome you. We're glad you're here. There'll be somebody at a table out on the other side of the bridge to give you some information to take home and read and to begin a dialogue with us. And now Michael has a special announcement about this year's annual aim.
Cedar. Every New Year's Eve, Pamela and I sit, and one of the things that we reflect on are the changes that happened over the previous year, some of which were known to us, some of which were part of our plans, and some of which were surprises, the unknown that came upon us. Some of them welcomed, and some of them not. And this is a time today you can feel the change in the air. We'll be celebrating Peter's ordination. Last night we celebrated Tim and Barbara's retirement. Unexpectedly this week we lost Susan Bolden. a reminder, a stark reminder of how fragile life is and how today might be my last moment. The aim, every year we set an aim for the community. We invite you to participate in the aim. And the aim that we're setting this year is evolving as Christ. Christ being the incarnation of God on this planet, of which we are all an integral part. So we are called to consciously participate in this evolution. Consciously participate in the building up of Christ on this planet, which needs it so sorely. And that happens through our conscious, loving participation in the events of our life, the day-to-day events of our life. Given the time constraints this morning, I'm not going to go through all of the details. Those of you who have been around know the gig. As you leave the service today, there will be folks on the bridge with envelopes for you to take and read. And there is a card inside where you can indicate the way that you wish to indicate your participation in this aim for the year. So we ask you to take this, fill out the card, return it in the next couple of weeks. Of course, this is just an indication. The real rubber meets the road, day to day, moment to moment, and person to person. And now Tim has a message for us.
Today is the celebration of the Feast of Epiphany. Bernadette refers to it as the first public showing of Christ. Always been there. Public showing. It's the first time in the crib at Epiphany. Now, when we celebrate Christmas and have a manger scene and do a little Christmas plays, it's all very neat and clean. It's all sanitized. But the truth is that this experience happened to refugees who didn't have the assurance of a place to stay. Who had, at best, the most rudimentary form of transformation. Never having been pregnant, I can't imagine what it's like to ride on a donkey pregnant. I've ridden on donkeys not pregnant. But the picture I want to paint is of vulnerability. The God-man was born vulnerable. And that whole life that drew us here today, that has kept the current called Christianity moving down the centuries, that life also ended in helplessness and vulnerability. God, in revealing himself as Christ through Jesus, is showing us that the way of God is sheer vulnerability. The expectation that things will stay solid, that things are always going to be okay, that things are secure, big word all over the advertising world today. That expectation is false. Human beings are inherently dependent for the next breath. for the next word. To pretend we're not vulnerable is not life. It's a pretense. It's what I've heard referred to as the lie of separation. This subjective world in my head is not like the subjective worlds in all the other heads. And until we come into the moment together or learn to be in our bodies together, we're living in a dream of separation and we're not feeling how vulnerable we are. And in not feeling that vulnerability, we are not fully human. The fully human God-man, fully God, fully divine, and fully human, was vulnerable to the max, opened his heart in vulnerability and exposed it to a world that didn't welcome him, and he did not waver in the love of the Father who made him. This is the exemplar, the icon of what it's like to be human, fully human, partial humans, non-humans, all separated in egoity and personal preferences, cultural, tribal likes and dislikes. That's not fully human. And that's why the world is as the world is. Life is a constant flow of changes, of births and deaths, of comings and goings, and it is no exception when someone loves leaves us. And for me, my heart is torn wide open. Burned that even though I knew it was going to happen, left us a month or so ago. And then Lance, and then Susan. Now there's a big hole where Susan's hugeness with the presence that she carried used to be. And in that, having that hole, I am more alive than I have been in the longest time. I was talking to a friend the other day whose partner died this year. And we were talking about that very thing. And he said the rawness of his heart has made him more alive than he's ever been. And he hopes that it never heals over and lets him go back to taking every day as normal, just another day. The extraordinary graces of God and the extraordinary communication of those graces to his persons comes in their vulnerability. In ceasing to take care of ourselves, protecting my meanness, my self, my world. This is totally bogus. There's one humanity lived by one life that we share in common with all the creatures of the earth, from top to bottom, from smallest to greatest, to the celestial realms and beyond. All of this is the body of God, the creation of God. And humans who are humble enough to lower themselves to realize their dependency on God get transformed. But the price of that transformation is letting go of the idea that we can somehow take care of ourselves, that we can somehow protect ourselves, that we can somehow make ourselves right. But of course, that means so many others have to be wrong, doesn't it? That's the old dualistic, divided up way of seeing life. But we've been invited as a community of people to also bear the body of Christ, not just in the crib, but in the ordinariness of our coming together as a community. We will always have some of our friends leaving us. The price of love at all is that we will let go of what we love. It will come and it will go, but you know what doesn't come and go? It's the life in us. It's the love of God that is living us now and that will live us no matter how our circumstances go, no matter how things appear. But that life is not a life that can be lived in isolation, because the body of Christ, not only in the crib in Bethlehem or pinned to the cross, but the body of Christ is his people. This is where he lives. in ordinary humanity, in people just like us, who go to work every day and have jobs and do our part in culture, but who no longer believe that culture has all the answers, or any answers. People who have become humbly aware of their dependence on the Living One. As life has evolved through the stages and forms and complex trials and tests over times, it has come to this, the self-reflective creature. What an interesting thing is man, the self-reflective creature. A creature, raccoons are not aware that they can die. They don't go around thinking, oh, geez, I hope there's enough garbage. Jesus said, look at the ravens. They don't sow or reap or lay up in barns, and your Father feeds them. Are you any less? The lilies don't toil and spin. And look at them. They're beautiful. This self-reflective creature who is as dependent as any creature in the ocean or on any part of the land, we're all dependent. Every creature is making efforts to live. I always have sympathy for the prey, not the predator, until I see the predator's cubs starving, and then I have sympathy for them. We should have, we could have, we are made for sympathy with all of life. Like St. Francis of Assisi, who awoke to the holiness of all things, we have been called to experience the holiness of all things. But once again, we can't do it in our homes, in front of our TV sets. We can't do it in our isolated person. It's in community. This is where Christ is found. Christ is found in community. He's recognized, served, experienced, and accepted in community. This is the most important thing that I know of going on in the world. And for some reason, you've been called to be a part of it. I don't know why I was called to be a part of it. I don't know how Barbara got in on this. We just watched it unfold. We held the center. And if you're to follow and keep this community going, you're going to have to be individual centers. Holding your own awareness of God's presence, and God will fill you up to overflowing. And you'll continue to share it as a community. This self-reflective creature that is man is afraid because we recognize our vulnerability, and so we go into denial. We pretend we're not vulnerable. We pretend that our house won't be the one to burn down. We pretend that the earth won't shake in our place, or that a cyclone won't hit our part of life, or that fill in the blanks. We're just as vulnerable as anybody on this planet, and we always have been, and all people always will be. Because what we call our life is a tiny little spectrum of the vast life that is our universal home. That vast intelligence that creates the universe is now and always creating every one of us. If we're busy, we may not notice it. If we notice it, we come to another kind of life that we never even dreamed was there. But the key again is the vulnerability. There's grief, there's sorrow in letting things go and letting people go. And if we don't feel it, we're not real. If we go, okay, what's next? That's not a human life. Human life is meant to feel the presence of the Living One within us and to recognize and serve that presence and all the others in our lives. And the people we don't even like, they're the best place of all. Because they're just fine, we're projecting onto them. There's continuity. Even though the scene changes, even though the players change, even though the times change and the cultural conditions, there is a stream or current of Christianity that has actually stemmed from the meeting of Melchizedek and Abraham. Something started there. It started as a tiny stream, and it got wider and bigger and broader and deeper, and it came down through history, and it welcomes us into its embrace as it has welcomed people in all times and in all cultures. But its embrace is saying, trust me. Don't trust your government. Don't trust your culture. Don't trust the internet. Those are nice things. But when you put your trust is in your life. And I am your life, he says. I am your life. You don't even have a life. My life. Are you kidding me? My life? My anything? Do you want to go to a different church? Continuity. How will we stay in the stream that streams through culture, that is not moved by culture? How will we keep ourselves in that stream and let that stream carry us forward in consciousness deeper into the Omega? In the work of inner Christianity, we refer to self-remembering. Self-remembering. This is beyond thoughts, deeper than concepts or language. It's presence. How do we remember that presence? If you're like most of the people in our culture, you have this life at work, then you have another you at home, and another you for the family, and another you for the people you hang with. How do you string them together to make one life out of all those fragments? Well, self-remembering is one of the things we teach. There are various aids to self-remembering that people can use. I have used a number of aids to remember what I am and who I am as I go through a busy day of many changing relationships. I want to know the God guy. I want to remember part of me that knows, loves, and serves the living God. But it's easy to forget unless we have triggers for remembering. So one of the things that's helped me with continuity over the number of years is I used to practice Eastern religions, and one of the things I used as a tool for self-remembering is called a mala. Mala, it's like a prayer, a string of prayer beads. This is a mala. This is an earphone. I think we're home. Are we okay? Yeah. No? We wouldn't want to leave on a note that was too smooth. This is a mala. This mala has been with me continuously since 1985. There is barely a vertical moment I have where this has not been with me. It has been blessed by all the Christian saints that you got to know, and many more, Brother Wayne. It's probably the most precious thing I have. Certainly been blessed by a number of my Eastern teachers, and everybody I know that's of any that I feel has spiritual value. I said, "Would you bless my mala?" Now, malas are reputed to remember our prayers. They carry our prayers for us, and as we put them on and wear them, they remind us, "Oh, I'm a man of prayer. I'm a person of prayer." Any kind of prayer bead will work, but something that is a continuity that carries you through the scenes of your day and sews them all together into a memory of, "I am a man of God. I live for, by, and through God." This mala has been prayed through disasters. It got us through a day in a desert that was as close to hell as any I ever want to be in. Constantly prayed them all. Constantly. Maharaji has prayed every one of these beads, our beautiful Sikh teacher. It prayed me through Mount Athos and my pilgrimage backpacking through some pretty disastrous circumstances there. And it's been part of reminding me that I'm your pastor and that I'm what I want to be. And Peter, I'd like you to come and I'd like to give you my mala. This is me letting go of an old role and making room for a new one. If you want to throw this in a drawer somewhere, great. Continuity,
amen.
Peter.
Amen.
Continuity.
Oh, God.
I bought this from a wandering sadhu, holy man, in the holy city of Benares of India, where all the Hindus hope to die. This guy wouldn't come off with a nickel. You got a precious mala, Peter.
Thank you, Tim. That is God so extraordinary.
Yeah. I think it's time for us to do our ordination. No?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Who's got the script? This is Barbara. I'm not sure how to place myself in all of this. Put your hand up. I got it handled. She likes to backseat preach.
I've done it for 36 years.
She sees me as somehow fallible. Peter, do you have a wish?
I wish to be the minister.
Of God, the Holy Trinity, and called and discerned to be trustees of this church, I wish to become a minister. I wish to become a minister in conscious harmony, to serve and to support the spiritual transformation into Christ. You go. To serve.
I'll have to read this. Break it up. I wish to become a minister in the Church of Conscious Harmony.
To serve and support the spiritual transformation into Christ.
To serve and support the spiritual transformation into Christ.
Of all who wish to participate in the life of this community.
Of all who wish to participate in the life of this community.
Through the work of Inner Christianity, Centering Prayer, Lectio Divina, and the Eucharist.
Through the work of Inner Christianity, Centering Prayer, Lectio, and the Eucharist.
So that together we may continue to grow deeper into the body of Christ.
So that together we may continue to grow deeper into the body of Christ.
Peter Haas, I ordain you a minister of the gospel of Christ in the Church of Conscious Harmony. May you grow and prosper in community. May the Holy Spirit guide you in everything you think and say and feel and do. May the presence of Christ reveal it to you through the ordinary moments of your life, and may you enjoy being the son of your Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Peter Haas, servant of the Lord, I anoint you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Michael Begeman, Son of God, I anoint you as a servant of Christ, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pamela Begeman, child of God, I anoint you as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Eric Dejeuner, I anoint you as a servant of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Marianne Best, I anoint you as a servant of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lori Raymond, I anoint you as a servant of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jim McCune, I anoint you as a servant of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Donald Janung, brother in the faith, I anoint you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, as a colleague in the ministry of Jesus Christ. Amma Barbara, teacher and friend, I anoint you as a servant of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Abba Tim, teacher and friend and servant of God, I anoint you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit of God, we feel your presence in the grace of this lineage and in the goodness of the people sitting beside us, in front of us, and behind us. This is your church, and we are your people. And we stand in awe of what you can do when we simply get out of the way and say yes. Help us, Lord, in this transition. Bless Susan and her journey into your loving light. And bless us all to move forward with great courage in the power and vulnerability of Christ our Lord. And all God's people said, Amen. Let's stand and give our hearts to some.
Alleluia.
I am walking in your footsteps. I am following the trail, shaped and smoothed by you who passed before me on this way. The path was forged by sweat and prayers and tears and dreams and songs. If I listen as I walk, I hear your echo lingers on. I am walking in your footsteps, traveling through parts unknown. And though the going may get rocky, I am not alone. Your spirits walk beside me when I stumble and I fall. You call me to get up again and keep on keeping on. Walking, walking, walking in your footsteps. Walking, walking. Walking on. I am walking in your footsteps towards the light that shines ahead, lit by you who've gone before, the living and the dead. And as I walk, I fan the flame and keep it burning bright to light the way for those who come behind me in the night. Walking, walking, walking in your footsteps. Walking, walking, walking on, walking
And now it's time to enter into silent prayer, into centering prayer and community. And to prepare ourselves, we simply become aware that the chairs in which we're sitting are supporting our body weight. And in that awareness, we accept that support and let go. We let go and deeply relax, allowing ourselves to become still within and without. Still, relaxed, and open, we allow our attention to come into the center of our hearts, the seat of life itself, the seat of divine love. In this moment of transition, resting in the heart, let's reflect for just a moment on how our lives have changed. Since we've encountered God in the contemplative dimension, how much more we can conceive of God or experience God in our lives. How our walls of defense have become penetrated. Have become holy, and we can begin to see ourselves and others in a much more accepting and compassionate way. Yes, there is a long way to go, but we are grateful. We're grateful to be able to say yes to God. Love and presence. As we enter into the prayer, let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. Set our hearts ablaze with your love, light, and life, that we may more fully and selflessly love you and your creation, for the praise and glory of your name, for the evolution of Christ in these beings on this earth and in the cosmos, and so that our joy may be complete. We open our Father, Abba, that art here, and yet transcendent and dynamic. Whole is your name. May your kingdom of love, light, and life, your will manifest here just as it is with you. We thank you for giving us this day all that we need spiritually and materially. We know that whenever we turn to you, that you hold no account against us. We wish also to cancel all accounts that we hold against others or ourselves. Leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from the lie of separation and its consequences. For you are the kingdom, the power, the glory. You are humble and totally self-giving. Now and forever. Amen.
This is the time in our service when we share our tithes and offerings with the church that feeds us. And we do it in the spirit of the reality of God's endless, infinite, abundant supply for every particle of creation. So fully conscious, taking our tithes and offerings in our hands and blessing them with the power of the Word. God's love has always met and will always meet all my needs. I give freely and receive joyfully. Let's know the truth together. God's love has always met and will always meet all my needs. I give freely and receive joyfully. And oh Lord, how blessed we are to simply remember you. Amen. Awake now to our help in every need. Through God's infinite generosity, we dedicate these tithes and offerings to the victory of consciously chosen love in each of our lives and on our planet over the lie of separation and our useless acting out from fear. In Christ, we pray this with great gratitude. Amen.
Let's join together in prayer. Abba, we thank you that we know you hear us now and that we know you always hear us. It's you who are giving us words, you who are teaching us to pray, and you who are giving us faith to pray in that lets us know and be certain that you always hear and answer when we ask. Abba, we ask. Pour out your Spirit on these elements, that we may recognize them, receive them, and respond to them as the body and the blood of your Son, the living Christ. Let them communicate his body to our bodies and his blood to our blood. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and transform us in your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. During supper, the night that he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and having said the blessing, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which shall be given up for you. Do this in remembrance of me." This is the body of Christ. Was ended. He took the cup, and again he gave God thanks and praise. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. This is the blood of Christ."
Christ eleison. Lord, have mercy.
Thee, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy, mercy, mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy, mercy, mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Christ eleison, eleison, eleison.
Christ, have mercy, mercy, mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Mercy, mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Mercy, mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Mercy, mercy. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Christ eleison. Eleison, eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison.
Christ, have mercy.
Living and eternal Christ, we feel your risen presence as the very life that pervades and yet transcends our bodies and our minds. We realize you are the way and the truth, and we're grateful to share in your body and your blood. May our participation in these divine mysteries transform us into one in your mystical body, the true body of Christ. For the glory of God our Father, for the glory of his kingdom here on earth, and so that our joy may be complete. We pray this in your most holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and give our hearts the song.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a soul like me.
Hear our prayer. Help us constantly remember the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And this is a download from Bernadette Roberts. Practice, practice, practice. Amen.